for you do.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, one final time here in the 24 portion of the high school basketball schedule. The holiday break is upon us, but we bring you another night of Big East League hoops here on KNZA 103.9. We're dialed up on the Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports, as the Blue Jays of Sabetha play host to the Royal Valley Panthers. Big East League doubleheader here tonight on KNZA. Coming up here after a timeout, we'll get you the starting lineups and a little bit of news and notes from around this broadcast here tonight. Again, Royal Valley at Sabetha, a lot to dive into. Girls game first, and the boys will follow. Full house, full crew on hand, and we'll get you started after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the tip-off here at Sabetha High School tonight as the Blue Jays play host to the Panthers of Royal Valley. Final broadcast here before the holiday break. Glad we could be a part of your chilly Friday nights here in Northeast Kansas. Full house, full crew on hand alongside Amanda and Logan here with the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabin. Logan, let's get you in here and talk about the home team here tonight, the Sabetha Blue Jays, as we get set for the girls' game. Starting lineups in a moment, but second-year head coach Joseph Gruber, a lot of girls he has kind of rotated throughout the course of the first four games. Defensively, they've been okay. Offensively, though, That's been the struggle here early on for this Blue Jays team. Still looking for win number one, but they got to get something going on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and you kind of look at some of their games, especially the two as of late. You go back to this last Tuesday against Hiawatha, and then last Friday a week ago here at home against Rock Creek, and you can look at it. They lost Tuesday night by 13 to Hiawatha over in Hiawatha, and then last Friday they played a pretty good Rock Creek team, a team that's ranked in class 4A on that side of things, and got beat by 30. But the games before that, ACCHS and Marysville, you can maybe argue on paper going into that game, again, it was first game of the year to see how both teams play. Marysville possibly should have ran away with that game, but Spezza, they kept it close, had a chance down the stretch, just not able to find enough offense. Biggest thing going into a game like this, though, especially you just said it, second-year head coach Joe Gruber, this was the first win for Coach Joe Gruber last season in the Spezza Girls, was against this Royal Valley team on this court a season ago. So maybe they do it again. We'll have to see here tonight. And Brandon, just looking at both of the stat sheets for both of these girls' teams, a lot of young girls on both teams.
Yeah, for sure. In Royal Valley, they have a little bit of a shakeup in their lineup. They have a couple girls out here tonight, so that's going to put some heavy emphasis on maybe some of the other bench players who haven't played a whole bunch here so far in 2024. Well, let's get you the starting lineups, and we start with the road team as always. David Boucher, sixth year as the head coach of this Royal Valley Lady Panthers squad. They have won 3 of 4 to start the year, but coming off that first loss to Jeff West on Tuesday night, that final was 47-34. Avery Stidham, a returning starter from a year ago, a 5'7 senior in the backcourt, 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Hannah Wawasik, a returning starter as well. She is a 5'9 sophomore and at 14 points per game. She's off to a good start here in 24-25. Kibo Throssell, also in the backcourt, a 5'5 junior guard, just over a point and 3 rebounds a game. You also have Athena Broadus as well, 5'10 senior in the post, nearly 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. And then Samantha Klotz, sensational multi-sport athlete, Central Missouri volleyball commit, averaging nearly 7 points and 9 rebounds per game. So again, for Royal Valley, Stidham, Wawasik, Throssell, Broadus, and Klotz. For the Lady Blue Jays of Sabetha, Joseph Gruber, second-year head coach. They're going to go like this here tonight. Carson Meyer in the backcourt. She is a 5'6 senior at about 2 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Chloe Detweiler is a 5'7 junior at 3 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Kira Keim is also out there, a 5'3 junior guard, 4.5 points per game. Audrey Herman, good size, 6 foot senior, 2 points and nearly 5 rebounds a contest. And how about Paxton Michael, 5'7 sophomore, leading scorer at about 12 a game. Also rounding out again that starting lineup for Joe Gruber. So again, Meyer, Detweiler, Keim, Herman, and Michael. I want to touch up real quick. Paxton Michael, this sophomore guard, she takes a lot of threes. She's averaging over 10 three-point attempts per game through the first four, and she's connected on nearly 30%. So that's a solid clip, and obviously she's been the biggest piece of the Sabetha offense here so far this season.
Yeah, and you think about a season ago, what was going to be or who was going to be the three-point shooter this year. When you look back last year, it was Alexia Hayden. She was kind of the one that, if she got hot from the three-point line, she could give Sabetha a really good chance in games. Who was going to take over this season? And then so far, it's Paxton Michael. Biggest thing, though, besides her, it's just Kiara Kahn, the only one that's hit a three-pointer on year for the Sabetha Lady Jays.
Brought to you by, again, the opening tip-off is brought to you by, it's Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So we are off and running our girls' game here tonight at Sabetha Royal Valley. The first possession going from right to left, the zone defense here for the Lady Blue Jays. Here's Samantha Klotz, a elbow touch on the right side, kicks it right. Now they swoop it left. This is Wawasik, who had 26 points in a game earlier this year, and we get our first foul here on the perimeter. Stops the clock at 7:31, and that foul on Sabetha against Paxton Michael, who we just talked about, 5'7 sophomore leading scorer for the Blue Jays. Here is Wawasik, top of the key, receiving the inbounds pass. Now Klotz, they get it inside. Good right side kick. Well, Wawasik has a good look for three. It's a little bit strong, but an offensive rebound is collected by Royal Valley, so they keep the possession alive with Throssell on the backside. Here's Klotz, right side pass. It goes to Pano Wawasik. Back to the top of the key to Throssell. They get an elbow touch here to Klotz. She lost it. Now they find it in the corner with Stidham. That's a lengthy opening possession here. No shot clock at Sabetha here tonight has brought us a little post move. No good. Klotz, a rebound on the backside, and the possession continues. That's the second Blue Jays foul here in the first minute of the game. And And that foul is going against Chloe Detweiler. So team two and Detweiler's first. Here's Klotz, post touch. She's wrapped up again. And Logan, this is a problem early. Three fouls on this opening possession against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and the bad thing, that's the second one on Chloe Detweiler. Brandon, you've got it here on the stat sheet. Chloe's the leading rebounder for the Lady Jays. So you lose somebody like that here early that's going to have to sit for a little while. You got to find some other girls that can step up and get some rebounds.
Well, the Blue Jays, after all that, end up getting a turnover out of it, get a steal as they were looking inside for Broaddus, and she couldn't handle the pass. So finally, minute plus in, the Blue Jays get their first offensive possession as they kick it back top of the key to Herman, hands it off to Michael, right side on the wing, back up top it goes, left side pass. It was Tademan who had checked in for Detweiler, who had the two early fouls. Here's Herman again, top of the key, hands it off here to Michael. Deep three, we talked about it, little bit strong. Offensive rebound, though, by Herman. Her second chance, no, gets it again, and is able to get it back out to the perimeter. But before that pass, completed to Kime, a foul on Royal Valley.
I believe it's on Wawasek.
It is Pano Wawasek, the first Royal Valley foul. No score, not quite 2 minutes into this first quarter. Double dip here tonight on KNZA, queued up on the Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Dribbling along the perimeter is Paxton Michael. Right now has it at the top of the key. Gets a high ball screen from Herman. Not much with it. Now Kime gets a touch. She doesn't hesitate on a three. She nearly banked it in from the right wing. Chasing it down is Tademan for the rebound. And a second chance baseline jumper no good. Another offensive rebound. Another three on the way and finally put in by Kira Kime, and finally on the board. Offensive rebounds for both teams has been kind of the key here early, and now a steal by Sabetha as they force the pressure in transition. So Royal Valley turning it over in their first two possessions tonight. 2.5 minutes in, Blue Jays with the ball, early 3-0 advantage on a three ball by Kime. Here is Meyer, top of the key, angled more to her left, finally dumps it back to Tademan, top of the key. And they leave Paxton Michael open. She airballs a three, and that one's going out of bounds. It goes back to Royal Valley.
That was actually Kira Kime on the attempt there.
Okay, so Kime with the opportunity there, trying to feel it from the first make on the previous possession. But a 3-0 Blue Jays start, and they show a little full-court pressure here. Here is Stidham, senior guard into the front court. Good pass to Throssell, who takes it all the way, but missed the layup inside with the left hand, and a rebound cleared away by Paxton Michael. Up the floor quickly, Meyer diving in from the left wing. That should be a travel. It is. The Blue Jays turn it over. Give it back to Royal Valley at 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. Akira Kime 3, the lone difference on the scoreboard so far. Pressure being applied again in the full court. They get it to Klotz. Nearly fell back behind the line and turned it over, but she's able to get it off to Stidham. Now they settle in the front court. Skip it far side. Wawasek up top. Here is Stidham for three, missed everything but backboard. Klotz was there, and one on the putback. Samantha Klotz finally getting Royal Valley on the board at 4:39 to go in the quarter. Chance at the old-fashioned three. And Meyer picks up the foul, her first team fourth. Logan, rest of the way here in the quarter. Royal Valley going to be in the bonus because of the four early Blue Jays fouls.
Yeah, that's huge for a team like Sabetha because you don't want to get behind, especially by letting a team get to the free throw line with at least half of a quarter left.
And Klotz able to convert on the free throw, and now she comes away with a steal. And then she stepped on the out-of-bounds line and gave it right back. So turnover followed by another turnover. Blue Jays fortunate there. Would have been numbers in transition for the Panthers, rocking the all-black uniforms, purple numerals and lettering. They are trimmed in white. And now Samantha Klotz picking up a foul here, a little aggressive defensively at midcourt. 4:31 left, opening quarter, a 3-3 tie. Girls game here tonight, Panthers at 3-1 overall, 0-1 in Big East League play. Sabetha girls looking for their first win of the year. They come in tonight 0-4.
And Brandon, they actually got that last foul on Broaddus.
Okay, so Klotz avoids one there, so and Klotz nearly came away with another steal, but put on the sideline over there, far side of the floor, so Blue Jays is going to bring on a sub here. That's going to be Krista Middled, 5'7 junior. First minutes for her in the opening quarter. And Tademan, who played some couple good minutes off the bench, getting an early breather.
I think they might actually be talking. They might actually possibly switch a sub.
Yeah, just confirming something at the scorer's table, but Blue Jays have it on the side out. And we're back up and running. Not quite to the halfway point. A 3-3 tie in this opening quarter. And now the Panthers defense, again, coming away with a steal. They get it up the floor quickly. Wawasik, layup good. Good pass from Klotz. Wawasik on the board, and it's a 5-3 advantage now for Royal Valley. And now they come away with another steal. Blue Jays can't handle the pressure defense right now. So both teams have had some issues with early turnovers. Here's Wawasik for Royal Valley. No hesitation on a three. It hit the back iron and chased out near midcourt. And still on the floor and finally picked up by Michael for Sabetha, stopping on a dime on the right wing. And then she's called for a travel. Logan, that's five early turnovers here for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's just got to slow down a little bit, kind of find your groove, if you will, or a rhythm, because so far Royal Valley now has kind of picked the momentum up ever since that and one opportunity for Klotz a little bit ago. And for Royal Valley, they've kind of just flipped a switch from the very beginning of the game. Obviously, the first possession they were getting offensive rebounds, they just couldn't find a way to get a basket, and now they're just getting steal after steal. And Sabetha just got to slow it down a little bit and see if he can't find some sort of offense here down the stretch in the first quarter.
Last sequence forcing Joe Gruber to call a timeout. 30-second variety. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Logan, Amanda, Ray, I'm Brandon. Just getting going here tonight. Our girls game here at Sabetha Royal Valley in town for the final game for both these teams here in 2024 before the holiday break. 3:43 left in this opening quarter. Panthers on a 5-0 run, and they lead it right now 5-3 with the ball out of the timeout. Here is Stidham into the front court. Right side pass into the corner with Wasik. Now they reverse it left side. Throssel a touch. Puts it on the dribble. Gets it back up top here to Klotz. 2-3 zone right now for the Blue Jays out of that timeout. Skip pass to Throssel. Baseline drive. Little floater off the front rim. Tipped around to the elbow. Finally collected by Keim for Sabetha. So the Blue Jays defense get a stop. Now a pass all the way up the floor. It's out of bounds. And last touch by Throssel. So the Blue Jays avoid a turnover as Throssel went for it there on the baseline. And now a chance to throw it in underneath. This will be Keim to throw it in. Malone points here so far early for the Blue Jays. Dumps it into the backcourt here with Herman. Holds it high above her head. Puts it down with the bounce pass right side here to Keim. Now she steps back again. Fires a little strong on a three. And it's kicked out to the three-point line. Offensive rebound from Michael. Both teams have had certainly second and third chance opportunities on some possessions here early in this game. So the Blue Jays still have it. Under 3 minutes to go. They trail 5-3. Here's Meyer. Little pick-and-roll action. Popping out to the top is Herman. Kicks it right. Now back here to Krista Minold. Curls in the lane. Left-handed layup. Banked it off the window. Krista Minold off the bench. Her first bucket tonight. We're tied at 5. Both teams showing press in the full court. Klotz darting a pass. Beautifully done up the floor. And Wawasik has another easy bucket. And she's got 4, and it's 7-5 Royal Valley. That is picture-perfect in terms of breaking that press. Now the Blue Jays losing it at midcourt. Another steal. Here is Throssel. Lost her footing and missed the layup. And then another opportunity for Wawasik doesn't go. But this time she is fouled and she goes to the line for 2. We'll get the Blue Jays foul here. It is Keim. First on Keim and team foul number 5. Here's Wawasik at the line. And the first free throw, no good. She has struggled at the line early on. Now just 4 of 12 on the year. Olivia Lang is checked in. Another junior for the Blue Jays. Wawasik will look to go 1 for 2. She's got 4 early points here tonight. And now she's got 5. So the lead extends to 8-5. Royal Valley. Blue Jays break the pressure here. Nearly get called for a travel. Herman pulls up from the left elbow, and she cashes in a J. Audrey Herman in the books, and it's a one-point game, 8-7 Royal Valley, just south of 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Still the zone defense here by the Blue Jays, and now a long skip pass by Stidham to Throssel. Now at the elbow for Klotz. Oh, comes right back with a elbow jump shot of her own. Samantha Klotz now with 5. So the 10 points split evenly between Wawasik and Klotz, a 10-7 Royal Valley lead. Now Throssel's going to be called for a foul at midcourt on the bump. And his team foul number three, so still one foul to give for the Panthers here in the quarter. Got a three-point advantage here, 10-7, as Carson Meyer walks it into the front court from left to right. Straight up guarding is Wawasik. Looks like a 1-3 zone, or a 1-3-1 kind of extended zone here with Wawasik up top leading the charge for the Panthers. Here's Meyer splitting that two up top. Good left side kick to Michael for three. Missed everything but backboard, and chasing it down near side is Stidham, the rebound for Royal Valley. Pushing the tempo far side. Long chest pass to Klotz. Inside shot up good, and the foul. That is beautifully done by Athena Broaddus. Klotz, another assist. She's had a couple good passes here in the opening minutes. And now the lead is five with a chance for one more. Broaddus, a 5'10 senior. She is 5 of 8 at the line this year, but she shorts this one. And a whistle underneath, and I think she's going to, are we going to shoot again? Might have been a lane violation against the Blue Jays, so Broaddus is going to get another opportunity here. We got 1:02 left in the quarter. And she'll get another chance here, and she makes it work this time. So three for Broaddus on a three-point play, 13-7, largest lead here for the Panthers, exactly a minute to go. And now another turnover as the pressure here by the Panthers really ramped up and forcing Blue Jays to probably play a little bit quicker than they want to. The Panthers in control. I say in control, only a 13-7 advantage. But they certainly have the momentum here. So we got 48 seconds and counting in this opening quarter. Zone defense still by the Blue Jays, dumping one down to Broaddus. Now up top to Stidham. Klotz here at the free throw line. And she is immediately trampled down, and a foul's going to be called, and that's going to put Klotz at the line for two. The foul's piling up here early. And Middle picks up the foul. That is her first. And here's Samantha Klotz. Tremendous high school career, multi-sport athlete. Central Missouri volleyball commits, and she drains the first free throw, and she's off to a good start here in the opening quarter with 6 points. Came into this game through the first four, averaging just over 6 points and 9 rebounds a game. She has been one of the best in this league in terms of rebounds throughout the course of her career. She misses the second and now comes away with another turnover, does Sabetha, throwing it away. Wawasik up the floor again for an easy deuce. 7 for Wawasik, and the lead is 9 at 16-7 with 25 seconds to go. The pressure really ramping up and causing the Blue Jays some issues. They do get it into the front court here, 16 seconds to go, and a travel's called. Boy, Logan, the turnover's piling up. That is 9 here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, and so far for Sabetha, they just kind of seem like they're just trying to press too quickly or too much. Again, they just got to try to slow it down and just try to find a rhythm offensively. And biggest thing is starting with not turning the ball over.
5 seconds to go here in the quarter. See what they get here. Klotz gets it into the corner. Stidham has a look at the buzzer. Off the front rim on a right corner three. And that takes us to the end of one. It was back and forth early, but the run here for Royal Valley to end the quarter. The Panthers on the road. A 16-7 first quarter lead. Second quarter action coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Houlton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League basketball here tonight on KNZA, also the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Brandon Tamman with you, Amanda Ray Logan, part of the broadcast team as well. But right now, Royal Valley, strong into that first quarter here in our girls' game, and they have a 16-7 lead here on the road as we start quarter number two. And wide open underneath, missing a layup is Lang. Good opportunity, gone by the wayside there for the Blue Jays. Stidham the rebound, and now Royal Valley pushing. Wawasik a three, left it short. Rebound by Audrey Herman and the Blue Jays. Quick one and done for both teams to start quarter number two. Here's Meyer into the paint, right side kick. Keim a three, this one off the heel. Rebound, Wawasik. 32 seconds and counting into this second quarter. 16-7 our score, Royal Valley with the possession. Blue Jays still going zone here. On the defensive side. Oh, beautiful feed, but Klotz is going to travel with it. She had a wide-open layup in the paint. That zone was spread, but Klotz, with a smile, just took a little much of an extra step. Four turnovers now in the half by Royal Valley. Takes a bucket off the board. 16-7 our score. Not quite a minute into quarter two. They still ramp up the pressure. Blue Jays do a good job here breaking it. Here's Keim stepping in, now trying to bounce one in. She had an open shot and turned it away and ultimately turned it over. Here is Stidham. Darts a pass. Left side, Wawasik just in front of the three-point line. Back up top to Stidham. Staring down the top two of that Blue Jays 2-3 zone defense. Here is Throssell. Skips it left, Wawasik, who had a good first quarter with seven. Now she holds on to it. Now Throssell again. Back up top to Klotz. Quick pass, Wawasik left wing. Now Stidham in the corner left. Puts it on the dribble once. Starts to skip past the Throssell, who gets it inside to Klotz. Right-handed shot. Nearly banked it in, but a rebound cleared away by Michael and the Blue Jays. Diving in. Paxton Michael takes it all the way. Could not finish. And Klotz clearing that one away for Royal Valley. So seems like the lid is closed on the basket here to start the second quarter.
Yeah.
Both teams still looking for their first points. They go inside and kicking it right back up top to Klotz. Now back into the paint. This is Sean Note Evans, who is into the game for the first time, and Royal Valley ends up turning it over here. Both teams struggling to start this second quarter with the ball. There's a foul, and that's on Klotz. That's going to be her first, I believe. I thought we had her for a foul in the quarter, first quarter. I think they pulled that one off the board. So if that is...
Yeah, they switched in and gave that one to Brodus.
So Klotz does just pick up her first. No, they do say second.
It is her second.
That is the second Klotz, and she's got to come out.
Because when they called her earlier for it, when it came up on the board, it was number 31.
Might have changed it at some point, but nonetheless, Klotz has to take a seat with the two fouls. Played a little over 2 minutes in the second quarter, still looking for the first points of quarter number two, 16-7 the Royal Valley lead. Girls contest here tonight. Beautiful little dump down pass rejected by Wawasik, who blocked Detweiler at the rim. And now we get a scrum on the floor. Should be a tie up. That possession arrow is going to give it right back to Royal Valley. That was good defense inside on Detweiler. Ultimately tied up, and the Panthers the alternate possession. The Blue Jays try to pressure here, and running it into the front court near sideline is Throssell, who gets it back up top to Stidham. Wawasik towards the right corner. Now skips it to Throssell. Puts it on the dribble baseline. Cut off there by Meyer. Good defense there. And she works it back to the perimeter right side. Now Stidham holding. There is Broaddus. A free throw line jumper. She got it to go. Athena Broaddus breaks the goose eggs here in the second quarter. She's got five and a half, and it's 18-7. Largest lead here for Royal Valley. Panthers coming off their first loss of the year at Jeff West on Tuesday. They are 3-1. Here's a straight-on three. This is Detweiler. It's an air ball trying to save it underneath. A couple of Blue Jays there, but unable to get there in time, and that brings it back towards the other way to Royal Valley. As we'll see, Dosno Mills, the 6-foot sophomore, into the game. First time in the first half for Royal Valley. And a couple players out tonight who would see normal minutes for David Boucher and Royal Valley. 18-7, the Panthers lead at 4:35 and counting until halftime. Here's Stidham stepping into a jump shot, 16 feet left wing, and Stidham's on the board. Her first bucket, 20-7, Panthers by 13. Here's Meyer into the front court, backing out in between the rings out high, pressured here by Throssell. Still working against Throssell, trying to bounce one inside to Herman. But before the pass, a foul is called against Royal Valley. I think they get the body check there for Throssell. That'll be her second. And team foul number two in the quarter. Blue Jays to throw it in underneath their own basket. And now we get a whistle. I think they call a five. So another Blue Jays turnover. That seemed to be a pretty quick five.
Yeah,
that was the call.
You could see when they called it, Coach Joe Gruber's expression on the sideline, he was kind of shocked, like,
that was a quick five. Yeah, that was a quick five. But nonetheless, the officials called it for five and a turnover, and now ball deflected inside, and now Royal Valley turns it over. Six turnover here in the half, and another Blue Jays turnover as Keim is called for a travel near midcourt.
Now Coach Boucher is going to take a timeout.
Well, David Boucher is going to take a timeout here. Royal Valley will go ahead and keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. And Brandon Tam and Logan Bitterman alongside as it's our final broadcast here in 2024. And both teams a little sketchy early with the ball, but Royal Valley has certainly been a little bit cleaner midway through that first quarter to where we kind of sit now. We're exactly halfway into the second quarter. But, you know, Sabetha, they came out, hit the first shot of the game, but it's been kind of a struggle since. The turnovers, it's been an issue for them.
Yeah, the biggest thing, and we've talked about it so far through the entire first quarter and now halfway through the second, is they need to kind of just slow it down, take care of the ball. And you saw it on this last one. Kiara Khan got the pass from Detweiler off the steal, went to turn around, was going to get ready to dribble. Royal Valley girl was right there, kind of stepped down with her foot before dribbling the ball. And obviously, you know, stuff like that happens. But just making sure you take care of it. When you go to grab the ball off a pass, make sure you secure it with two hands. And obviously, you know, when you're trying to get offensive or even defensive rebounds, you got to box somebody out and you got to get up there and get the ball. And you got to go back the other way with it.
Well, right now, we got exactly 4 minutes to go until halftime. Royal Valley leading this game 20-7 as they led 16-7 after one. So it's just been a 4-0 Panthers advantage here in quarter number two, 4 minutes in. Out of the timeout, Panthers with the basketball, still a 2-3 zone by the Blue Jays. That's what they've been running from the jump. Here's Broaddus, left her feet. Now Wawasik, a three, got it. And Wawasik, first player into double figure. She's got 10. That's her 11th three of the season. And the lead slowly continuing to grow. It's 23-7, and now a whistle and a foul on the floor as Carson Meyer was driving to the rack.
That's Kaibo Throssell's third.
So Throssell picks up her third. So Throssell now with three and Klotz with two. So something to keep an eye on with the fouls for Royal Valley as we got 3:38 to go until halftime.
And Klotz with those two fouls actually just came back in for Throssell.
So Klotz has to be careful with the two fouls. Meyer around the screen, kicks it up top to Keim. In between the rings out high. Now Detweiler handing it off to Michael, who then hands it off to Meyer. Little three-man weave action. Now Meyer just backs it up, works left on Klotz. Klotz playing good defense, but again has two fouls. Now up top to Michael. She gets a good look. It's a little bit strong off the heel. Klotz the rebound and clearing it away for Royal Valley. Panthers leading 23-7 at just over 3 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Wawasik, left side pass. Now they reverse it back to Klotz on the right wing. Back up top to Stidham, quickly working left. Wawasik feeling it, and no doubt about it, she knocks down another triple. Back-to-back threes for Panna Wawasik. She had 26 in the game against Jackson High, or I should say against Morehill Mounts Academy a little over a week ago. And boy, she is well on that pace already here. 13 in the first half, and it's 26-7. Here's a drive by Herman. Kicks it right. This is Keim on the wing. Not much doing there. Hands it back to Detweiler, who goes right back to Michael, curling around the arc, diving in from the right side. That's going to be a foul. That's going to be Stidham, and a chance here for Sabetha to get on the board finally in quarter number two, as Michael's going to go to the line to shoot free throws. So just the first on Stidham, team foul number four, so at least a positive for the Blue Jays. Final 2:25, they'll be in the bonus. And that first free throw by Michael is rattled in, and she's in the books with her first tally in the half. That ends what feels to be a long Blue Jays scoring drought that goes back midway through the first quarter. Second free throw. Hits off the heel, tipped around, rebound Klotz. Samantha Klotz en route to a double-double, 6 points and five boards here in the first half. 26-8, the Royal Valley lead. They're putting it on here in this second quarter. Here's Stidham, wanting Broaddus inside. A lot of contact, no call, but it's last touch by Meyer out of bounds. Good defense underneath by the Blue Jays, but the Panthers keep at 2:09 to go in the half. And the Blue Jays have been held to just 1 point here in the second quarter. Here's Dosno Mills, her first touch in the right corner. Now they get Wawasik again. Why not? This time it was halfway down and out. Clossy, offensive rebound. She puts it up and in. Finesse around the bucket for Samantha Klotz, and it's a 20-point Royal Valley lead at 28-8 here late first half. Now the Blue Jays turning it over. That should be a foul against the Blue Jays after the turnover. It is. It was ripped away by Athena Broaddus. Good defense down low. It's just the first foul as they get Herman with her second foul. And Tademan's going to check back in here for Sabetha, play down in the middle of that 2-3 zone. Right now it's all Panthers here. 28-8 their lead. Crazy to think, trying to match their win total from a year ago if they can hold on for this win tonight. Go inside. Broaddus, strong finish. Look at her bank it off the window, shanking the head. And Broaddus, too much down low, and it's 7 points for Athena Broaddus, and the lead is 30-8 at 1:20 to go here until halftime. Panthers blowing it open. Here's a straight on three, and much needed by the Blue Jays as Paxton Michael finally finds it. And she's got four. That's her 15th triple of the year, and it's 30-11. That was absolutely a must-need there for the Blue Jays on offense. Long way still to come back. Late first half, just under a minute to go. Wawasik, the skip to Stidham. She'll try a three. That one's strong. Broaddus, the rebound, muscling it through, and I think they're going to get her for an offensive foul.
Yep.
So she was kind of had a little bit of a shoulder tilt there. And the official here on the near sideline saw it, and a turnover on the Blue Jays. Broaddus picks up the foul. That is her second. Olivia Lang's going to check back in here for the Blue Jays. Also checking in is Josie Shelton, 5'5 sophomore for the Panthers. So 48 seconds left in the half. It's a 19-point Royal Valley lead at 30-11.
We have a quick stoppage. Coach Boucher was wanting an explanation on the foul, saying that Morgan Tateman was leaning back when Broaddus lowered the shoulder.
Well, the arguments did not go the way of Boucher, and the Blue Jays have the ball here. Let's see how they play out the final 39 seconds. Here's Keim driving, kicking right. This is Lang. Now Keim gets it back, works it left, diving towards the paint, gets it up over Broaddus and puts it in for two. So Kira Keim with five and a half, 22 seconds to go. It's 30-13. Now with timeouts and a whistle underneath. Did we get a timeout or maybe a...
I think Carson Meyer might have possibly rolled an ankle.
Okay, so we got an injury timeout here. And 19.7 seconds left in the half. An injury timeout as they are... having to attend to... I'm getting caught here. Who was it?
Carson Meyer.
Okay, so Carson Meyer, the injured player, again... couple coaches kind of blocking the view, so.
And Krista Mendel checked in for it.
So the final 15 seconds here for Royal Valley. They can play for the final shot of the half. Down to 10 seconds, top of the key, Stidham. Stops on the right elbow, kicks it left. This is Shelton. They dump it inside, knocked away, and a steal. Turnover Royal Valley, 3 seconds left. Here's Michael, has to put it up, gets it off, nearly got it to go on a jumping three from the right wing, but nonetheless, the halftime is here, and it's been all Panthers in the first half on the road as they have a 17-point halftime lead here at Sabetha tonight. It is 30-13. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Panthers 30, Blue Jays 13. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game at the half here in Tabitha tonight. Blue Jays have struggled a touch. Royal Valley here on the road, 16-7 their lead after one. They have built it to 30-13 at the half. Again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Tabin, Logan Bitterman alongside. And, you know, a few things you could probably take away on the Blue Jays side. Again, ton of turnovers in the first quarter. They actually worked back that number in the second quarter, but just seems like the deeper we got into that first half, the lid on the bucket kept closing, and that's been an issue through now 4.5 games for the Blue Jays this season.
Yeah. You think about what they've went through so far, and obviously, you know, again, Marysville, you have it on here, Brandon, 33-24.
Low scoring.
You know, like I said, first game of the year, so kind of both teams have to start kind of seeing what they're going to maybe have going into the year. So that's usually why a game like that, but on paper, you know, you would think Marysville on the girls' side maybe run away with that game. Well, they didn't. But the girls played really well defensively and was able to get boards. Obviously, they had a good amount of turnovers in that game. Then they go to ACHS. They were down 1 point by 21 points in that game and came back and only lost that game by 8. Obviously, the last two games, you know, really good Rock Creek team, and then I wasn't at the Hiawatha game, obviously, so I wasn't able to kind of watch it here and there. But the biggest thing for the Bethel girls is the turnovers. You think about taking all the turnovers away, how many more possessions would they have, and you look at it, you have it on here, Paxton Michael, 29%, Kira Kime, 14%. The only two girls who have made three-pointers for Lady Jays this season, if they could get more touches offensively, how big would those numbers be? Instead of being that low, could they be higher than that? The other thing for Sabessa is the fouls. We just talked about it. All five starters and the first player, the sixth man, if you will, for the Sabessa Lady Jays, all have at least one foul apiece
Herman and Detweiler both have two fouls apiece. So you got to stay out of foul trouble, too, if you're Sabessa and you want to try to make a comeback in a game like this when you're down by 17.
Rogue Valley leading at 30-13 here at the half. Let's get you some first half numbers. And the big three for Royal Valley in this first half, it starts with Panda Wasik, had back-to-back threes late in that second quarter. She had 13 in the first half. That matches the total that the Blue Jays have all by themselves. They also got 8 points and six rebounds from Samantha Klotz, 7 points as well from Athena Broaddus. So those three have really led the charge for this Panthers offense. They also got a two-point bucket from Avery Stidham. Royal Valley, 8 first-half turnovers. They had 12 total rebounds. And they were 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Other side for Sabetha, again, the lack of offense. Kira Keim had a 3 early on in the game, finished the first half with 5 points. Paxton Michael hit a late 3 in the second quarter. She finished with 4. Then they got 2 apiece from Audrey Herman and Krista Minold. And the, again, turnover numbers 13 in the first half for Sabetha. They had 11 rebounds. They only had 2 attempts at the free throw line, and they connected on 1 of those 2. Our stats in the game brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our score at the half in our girls' contest here at Sabetha. The Blue Jays trailing the Panthers of Royal Valley by a score of 30-13. A final 3-minute timeout. The second half is coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
it's time for the second half here tonight. It's our girls' contest. The Sabetha Blue Jays at home need a lot of work to be done here in the final two quarters. Royal Valley on the road, a 30-13 lead as we are underway here in the third quarter. And quickly, a turnover by the Blue Jays. Quickly up the floor, Pano Wawatic, her third transition layup here in the game. She's got a game-high 15, and the lead extended quickly, 32-13, 20 seconds into this third quarter. Talked about the turnovers being an issue, and another near one as Klotz got a hand on it, forced it out of bounds, and the Blue Jays will throw it in just behind the midcourt stripe. And Wawasik going off, 15 points. Her career high is 26. Had that in the five-point win against Morehill Mounts Academy a little over a week ago. Blue Jays, though, in the half court here. They get a three on the way. It's an air ball from the right wing. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Royal Valley. I mean, for the Blue Jays there, it's a good look by Michael. Just got to put it down. Now the Blue Jays will show a little pressure in the full court as Stidham has it, working on Meyer. Good to see Meyer back in there. She got hobbled a little bit with an injury late in that first half, but she's back on the floor for Coach Gruber and the Blue Jays. Well, Wasik again for three, a little bit short. Broadus fighting for the rebound. It's going out of bounds, and they will say last touched by Broadus, so Wasik certainly feeling it. Had a look from the left wing and just a little bit short on that three. The Blue Jays get it back a minute into this third quarter, and it's a 32-13 advantage for the road team Panthers in the all-black uniforms. Here is Michael into the front court, stopping, now diving into the paint. Little pull-up shot. It was a good look. Couldn't finish. And a rebound for Samantha Klotz. Here's Stidham into the front court, left to right. Angles the pass left to Wawatic. Down low to Broadus. Wants the post touch. Good left side kick into the corner. Now Stidham driving baseline, but going to be called for a travel, and Royal Valley turns it over. Good inside-out game there. Two-man game with Broadus and Stidham, but Stidham turning it over via the travel. So the Blue Jays again trying to navigate this full-court press defense by Royal Valley. Klotz again with a couple of fouls. Got to be careful here early in the third. Here's a little runner from the left baseline. That one's good. Carson Meyer for Sabetha makes it 32-15. And now Meyer near steal. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be kicked out of bounds, and Meyer forcing a Royal Valley turnover. That is all Carson Meyer, who just got the 2 points there and comes back defensively and forcing a TO.
Yeah, that's huge, because if you can start finding little things like that to help you get back into the game.
Kime, they set her up for three, a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound backside. It's going to be taken by Royal Valley. Stidham able to chase that one down. It was another good look, just can't finish. Here's Wawasik, left side on the wing. Throssel a touch up top. Inside, little quick baby turnaround with the right hand. Samantha Klotz, how about it? And she's into double figures with 10. Makes it 34-15 Royal Valley at 5:45 to go in the third. Both teams have been ramping up the press in the full courts. And right there, Klotz coming away with another steal. And then she stepped on the out-of-bounds line and turned it over. That's not the first time we've seen her do that here tonight. So she gets the steal and then takes a step in the wrong direction and turns it over the other way. The Blue Jays do get it back, but they're down 19 at 34-15. Herman gets the entry pass, gets one up and in off the heel to fall through. Audrey Herman now with four, and it's 34-17. Now, I think if you're the Blue Jays, you got a little over 5 minutes in this third quarter. You really want to try to get this as close to 10 as possible. Here's Stidham inside on the block, back to Klotz, a long pass to Wawasik, high left on the wing. Now Stidham back near side wing, works it back top of the key. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Royal Valley 34, Sabetha 17 in our girls' game, and now the Panthers turn it over. Pushing the tempo, Blue Jays trying to get it up the floor, deflected pass, another steal. Up the floor, Stidham is going to be called for a double dribble, and we go back the other way thanks to another turnover.
Yeah, and Brandon, you look at it for Sabetha, at least to start this half, every single turnover Royal Valley's gotten against Sabetha, it's because Sabetha is trying to go overhead pass.
Yeah.
And they're just getting a deflection off of it. If Sabetha, and there's plenty of room, all Sabetha has to do is the minute they see that they have who they want to pass it to, instead of going overhead, slow it down and just get a bounce pass or a two-hand chest pass and take away that deflection possibility.
Well, right into the front court, it was Paxton Michael drug the pivot foot. That was an unforced turnover. We got nine combined turnovers between the two teams, and we haven't even played halfway of the third quarter yet. So both teams have had their issues really all night, but on the scoreboard points-wise, Panthers in control, 34-17. Here's Klotz right side, a little bit on the wing. Now Stidham in the corner, works it back to Klotz up top. Good pass. Wawasik, a left corner three. It is good. Wawasik again, her third triple. She's got 18. That is one more than Sabetha as a team. And it's 37-17 Royal Valley. Meyer tries to answer on the other end. It's an air ball. Now Wawasik with the rebound and had it knocked away by Herman and out of bounds. Well, Pana Wawasik 18, Sabetha 17.
Yeah.
But other players have scored for the Panthers. 37-17. It's a 20-point lead as Klotz gets in there. And the official away from the ball calling an offensive foul. Is there an illegal screen set there?
Yeah, I think
it's Dazdo Mills, yep, who's played sparingly here in this first half. We have played 4 minutes, still four to go here, quarter number three. Blue Jays with the ball, but trailing here at home, 37-17. And Meyer gets doubled here, high left on the wing, and just throws it off a Royal Valley player and out of bounds. Throwing it in near sideline, it is Keim. And hands it off here to Michael. Lazy pass, another steal, Wawasik, and then a foul against Meyer, which probably stopped a transition bucket, so Meyer picks up the foul. Wawasik gets the steal. Now 18 turnovers in the game by the Blue Jays. Sophia Haberkamp, first minutes for the 5'7 sophomore for the Blue Jays. So Royal Valley into the front court from left to right. 3:50 and counting third quarter. They lead it by 20. Mills dumping it down into the corner here to Stidham. Skips it Wawasik's way. Right side on the wing. Back up top to Klotz. Left side to Stidham. Bouncing it in on the block, and Braun is quickly triple-teamed, and she turns it over. Good defense there by the Blue Jays. Now they push the tempo here with Meyer. Nobody picks her up. Good bounce pass to Herman. Little fadeaway Jay off the rim three times, and it drops through. Good pass by Meyer. Good finish by Herman. 6 points for Herman. That leads Sabetha, and it's 37-19. And now another deflected pass that goes out of bounds. A near steal for Haberkamp, who just checked in. But it will be Royal Valley basketball near midcourt. 3:12 to go in the quarter. They lead it here 37-19. In both these teams, their final game of the 2024 portion of the schedule is Broadus pulls up from the free throw line, hits it through contact, and that is not quite the old-fashioned and one. And Broadus now with 9 and a chance for one more. He's kind of sandwiched at the free throw line when she put up that shot. And they get Haberkamp on one of the two sides. Another sub in for the Blue Jays, but Broadus, 9 points here. That was her first points of the second half. Gets it back to a 20-point affair at 39-19. And she's able to rattle in the free throw. Third Royal Valley player in double figures. 40-19, the Royal Valley lead here. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third. Good passing here. Meyer has a look. It might have been partially blocked, but a rebound for Pana Wawasik. Panthers slowing down the pace a little bit. Final 2:40 of this third quarter. They have a big lead of 40-19. This Royal Valley team without sensational freshman Kiwan Miller will be back in 2025 for the Panthers, and this Royal Valley team has certainly got some good pieces to compete towards the top of this Big East League. The defense there, though, for Haberkamp, tipping a pass out of bounds. Paxton Michael back in, replacing Meyer for the Blue Jays at 2:26 to go in the quarter. Stidham high left on the wing, one dribble right, gets it off the Klotz, who goes right back to Stidham. Holds it high above the head, now shoulder height, and gets a ball screen from Klotz, dumping it down to Broadus on the block, backing in, using strength, turning around with the left hand, gets her own miss, wants to go left again, and draws the foul. Athena Broadus using muscle there to get to the free throw line for two more. Second chance opportunities there for the Panthers.
Yep.
They get Drahota, who has checked in. Macy Drahota, 6 foot sophomore, good size. The Blue Jays have played a lot of girls tonight, as Broadus now 3 for 3 at the line. She knocks in this first. She has 11. And it's 41-19 at 2:09 to go in the third. Rodis again, a 5'10 senior, last year honorable mention in the Big 7, and off to a good start here in her senior campaign, and tonight as well. She hits them both. She has 12, 42-19 Panthers. Final 2 minutes of this third quarter. Herman working on Broadus, backing down, gets close, puts it up and in, and the foul. How about Audrey Herman playing good minutes in this third quarter for the Blue Jays? She's got eight, six of the eight here in this third quarter alone. Makes it 42-21 at 1:59 to go in the frame, and a chance for one more. Herman has not been great at the line, and she misses this one, so can't finish the three-point play. And the rebound for Klotz, who's working on a double-double here tonight. Final minute 50 of this third. 42-21, a double-up lead for Royal Valley on the road. Here's Wawasik, leading scorer tonight on both sides with 18. Here's Stidham, one dribble left, skip pass to Wawasik on the wing. They go right back to Stidham with the skip-to-skip pass. Now Braun is spinning through two, gathers, missing the layup, rebound for Herman. Braun has made a nice move, but couldn't finish. Here's the Blue Jays into the front court. Herman has it up top. Final 120 of the frame. 21-point lead for Royal Valley. Herman looking, facing, dumping it down. Layup, no. Herman gets the second chance and a foul. And I think they're going to say it's on the floor. Not sure. That could have been an easy shooting foul, but the official calls it on the floor. I'll tell you what, if there's an MVP for Sabetha in this third quarter, it's Audrey Herman.
Oh, yeah.
She has played well. She has been battling amongst the trees inside. She's got six of the Royal Valley, Sabetha points. She's got six of the eight in this quarter. The Panthers' lead is 21 at 42-21 at just over a minute to go. Blue Jays with the ball after the inbounds pass. They go inside. This is Tademan. And facing up on the defender. Now puts up a shot. Gets it to go with the right hand. And Tademan, her first basket tonight, makes it 42-23 at just south of a minute to go and a timeout on the floor. Check and see who called that timeout. It was Sabetha. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Again, timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We got Logan, Brandon, Ray, Amanda, all part of the team here. And again, Sabetha getting great minutes here in the third quarter from Audrey Herman. She has played well, trying to keep their team in it the best as possible, but you look at Royal Valley in the big three. Wawasik with 18, Broadus with 12, and Klotz with 10. It's just really not much of an answer for either one of those three.
No, it really hasn't been, but the biggest thing for Sabetha is, and I talked about it, Brandon, you played ACHS, you know, earlier this season, basically just actually a week ago, obviously, last Tuesday. You were down 21 points in that game. Now, obviously, ACHS girls, Royal Valley girls, two different teams completely, obviously, in terms of skill and, obviously, scoring. But you're only down 21. You got 57 seconds left for Royal Valley ball. You have an entire quarter. If you can keep getting stops and keep getting points back the other way, maybe you can make a run down the stretch.
Well, speaking of a stop, there's a steal by Haverkamp on the inbounds pass and earning a free possession here for the Blue Jays. Immediate foul on Royal Valley, and that's against Wawasik, and that is her third.
Yep.
That's the last foul to give, so next foul against Royal Valley, but we're only down to 55 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Tademan with the basketball, hands it off to Michael on a curl, stops at the top of the key. Sean No Evans is back in for Royal Valley, playing the middle of that zone defense. Also, Dosno Mills is in there as well. Final 38 seconds. Blue Jays could hold for the final shot if they so choose. Here's Haverkamp trying to get a high ball screen. Gets it back to Tademan. Long two. High off the heel. Hits the rim once. And then Mills pulls down the rebound. And then she's instantly tied up. Possession arrow will give it back to Royal Valley, though. So a good job by Haverkamp, who at least forced the tie-up. But again, the Panthers have the possession with 26 seconds to go, and now they throw it away on the inbounds. Royal Valley, little frantic pace for them, and last two times they've had the ball, they have turned it over. 16 seconds here for the Blue Jays, down 42-23. Tademan turning on the elbow, now gets it back right side. Here's Minold, down to 7 seconds. They got to do something quick. Here's Michael, works right, steps back, deep three on the way, hits nothing but backboard. Evans the rebound for Royal Valley, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. A game that has been dominated by Royal Valley here on the road. 8 minutes to go, Panthers trying to get win number four. They lead it 42-23. Back for the final 8 minutes after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes in our girls' contest here in Sabetha tonight, a game that has been mostly dominated by the road team in Royal Valley. 42-23 is our score. Panthers in front as we start the fourth quarter. Here's Meyer for the Blue Jays. Michael gets a look from three, and she rattles it in. Well, good start for the Blue Jays. 7 points now for Paxton Michael. That's her second triple, and it gets it to 42-25, or 42-26, beg your pardon, at just about 30 seconds into this final quarter. Blue Jays have a little bit of time, but they need stop on this end. They go man-to-man here defensively. They've played zone for a majority of this game, but right now to start the fourth, they dive it into Klotz, turnaround 3-2. She forced up a tough shot, and then it's saved underneath, but to the wrong team. Now the Blue Jays have a chance to answer here once again, get some more points on the board. They reverse it right side. They leave Michael open in the corner. It's a little bit strong off the heel. Klotz clears it away for Royal Valley. A minute into the fourth quarter. 42-26 Royal Valley. Certainly going to slow the tempo down throughout the course of this fourth quarter. Wolosik the touch. She's been the story tonight with 18 points. They go inside to Broaddus. Beautiful turn. Easy finish on the block with the left hand for Athena Broaddus. And she's been a problem as well. She's got 14. 44-26 Panthers at 6:35 to go in the game. Blue Jays do a good job breaking the press here. They need points. They need stops. Here's Meyer stopping at the free throw line straight away. And gets it off to Keim, who's trying to find someone to get it off to, and does so to Meyer, who dives in. Kicks it right. Michael again. Michael again. Another three. She's got 10 in her third three tonight, and a quick timeout gets it to 44-29. That's 6:17 to go. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Well, you need more of that if you are Sabetha, and you need stops. That's the thing. They've been able to get some points on the board here in this second half, but the stops have just not been as consistent as they needed to be. There's still time, though, for them.
Yeah, you're only down 15. So you think about it, Paxton Michael starting to maybe heat up a little from three. I mean, 5 3-pointers. You know, you got Kiara Keim out there. If she could maybe get going, she's got a 3-point already in this game. They start finding a rhythm. Sabetha getting some steals, getting some stops. Who knows? This could be a game down the stretch, even though right now Royal Valley kind of feels like they're okay so far. Obviously, Coach Boucher doesn't like what he's seeing right now, but we'll have to see how this game plays out.
Well, the first few minutes of the first quarter, both teams, it took a minute, really, both teams to get something going on offense, but Royal Valley picked it up, really dominated the first half, led by 17. But, you know, Sabetha played the Panthers to a 12-10 third quarter, so essentially even, and they're hanging right in again. So if ultimately the Panthers go on to win this game, you might look at the first half as kind of the difference, because right now these two teams have played even ball here through the quarter and change of the second half.
Yeah, that's one thing for Sabetha. If you can put that together for an entire game, how different could this be right now?
Let's see. Still time. 6:17 to go in the game. Out of the timeout, and another turnover by Royal Valley, and another three on the way, and it's an air ball. So a quick trigger by Sophia Haverkamp.
And it was tipped off Royal Valley, so Sabetha's going to actually keep it.
Okay. So the Blue Jays get that turnover and ultimately get a fresh possession underneath their own bucket, down 44-29. Here is Drahota, a little bit left on the wing. Now Michael, deep NBA range three. It was nothing but backboard and a rebound for Klotz, who might have just secured her double-double with that rebound.
Spetha just missed a wide-open three by Kiara Kime off the inbounds, off the screen by Carson Meyer.
Here's a skip by Broaddus. Throssell has it at the elbow, and then she turns around and throws it away. Well, head coach David Boucher for Royal Valley can just do nothing but call a full timeout because the turnovers are piling up for Royal Valley. Again, a full timeout will follow suit. 5:48 left in the game. Panthers 44, Blue Jays 29. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Diabetes is painful to live with and can be deadly. At Holton Community Hospital, we're here to support you on your journey to better health. Our diabetes education specialist, Cheryl Yinks, can help you manage your diabetes care. Small steps today can make a big difference tomorrow. Ready to take charge? Call our cardiovascular services department at 785-364-9680 and set up an appointment with Cheryl today. Visit us online at holtonhospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game has 5:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Royal Valley trying to hold on, but this scrappy Sabetha Blue Jays team at least making them work for the win. It's 44-29 if you're just joining us. First half was dominated by Royal Valley, but this Blue Jays team has played well. They have forced 11 second-half turnovers, and they've knocked down a few threes. But again, the defensive end, for the most part, throughout the course of the game, that's been the problem for the Blue Jays, just getting enough stops.
Yeah, they obviously turning the ball over as much as they did in the first half, and then again, you just said it, trying to get stops back the other way defensively. Done a lot better here in the second half, especially there towards the end of the third quarter and especially now in the fourth quarter.
So 5:48, clock back on the move here in the fourth quarter. Blue Jays out of the timeout with the ball. Meyer diving in, kicks it left. A decent look for Haverkamp, and she hits a three. Left wing. First bucket tonight for Sophia Haverkamp, her first three of the season. Don't look now, it's a 12-point game, 44-32. Still 5.5 minutes to go, and now we get a whistle and a foul. Well, right now the Blue Jays have the momentum. They're still down 12, but this game could have got real out of hand pretty quickly, but the Blue Jays are fighting here in the fourth quarter. Royal Valley with the ball, and there's another whistle, another foul. That previous whistle was on Michael, her second. And now Kime picks up her second as well.
That's a good thing for Sabetha. You don't really have anybody in foul trouble. Most fouls you have is two. Granted, all five of your starters have two apiece.
5:22 left in the game. Panthers still leading 44-32. They've led by as many as 21 in this game. But it's down to 12 with still plenty of time. 5:20 left. Panthers with the basketball. They go inside to Broaddus. She's been a problem. Turns and skips. And now another pass for Mills inside, and it's too hot. And it's off her fingertips and out of bounds, and another Royal Valley turnover. They had good movement in there. Klotz tried to dart one quickly on the block to Mills, and the pass a little bit too high. 44-32 Royal Valley. About 3 minutes into the fourth quarter. Blue Jays kicking it right. Here's Haverkamp again. This one not there this time. It was a little bit short. Rebound for Klotz. That would have been a monster shot for the Blue Jays. But it stays at 12, 44-32, under 5 minutes to go. Here's Klotz working. Gets it back up top here to Wawasik, who again leads all scores tonight with 18. Her pass to Stidham, left wing, works it back top of the key to Klotz. Now a pass towards Mills again, and it's taken away this time by Haverkamp with the steal. She pushes the tempo down the far side of the floor. Michael a three. It's an air ball tipped into the hands of Broaddus. So a quick look, and Broaddus clearing away that miss from the right corner. Down to the final 4:20 here in this game, a 12-point Panthers lead. And now we get a whistle away from the ball, and I think an offensive foul call. I think they get Mills down low.
They do that for a second.
That's her second. Another turnover, though, by Royal Valley. Boy, that number is skyrocketing here in the second half. And they still lead it by 12, but it has not been easy. Trying to look for win number four. Coming up on the halfway point of the fourth quarter, 12-point game. Royal Valley leading, but the Blue Jays certainly making it interesting, but that's going to be a travel on Kira Kime. So, again, the Blue Jays had 13 first-half turnovers. That was only their sixth here in the second half, so they've been much better. But, again, the shots haven't quite as been consistent. That's going to be a foul on Meyer trying to defend the inbounds pass. So the third on Meyer, that is team foul number three. We got 4:05 to go in the game. Right now, Royal Valley leading 44-32.
And you got, if you're Coach Gruber and Sabessa, you got to like the aggressiveness, trying to go for steals and get takeaways by the Special Lady Jays. Biggest problem is you don't want to get in putting Royal Valley on the free throw line.
Here's Stidham with the ball, gets it off the clock at the free throw line, little floater off the rim twice, able to tip it out to Throssell. Nice play there. Royal Valley gets another opportunity here after the nice play by Klotz. 3:38 to go in the game. Panthers with it, and a 12-point lead, and now Meyer just picked up her fourth foul on the perimeter. That's the final foul to give for the Blue Jays. So, got to be real strategic with it because the rest of this game, 3:35 to go, every foul against the Blue Jays, barring an offensive or player control foul, will put the Panthers at the line. Here's Stidham, left side to Wawasik, high on the wing, quickly closed out by a couple of white jerseys, now works it back top of the key. Klotz from the right wing to the left corner it goes. Stidham back up top, here to Wawasik. And Throssell, short corner right, dumps it down. Klotz, but she missed the layup. Gets her own rebound. Second chance, though. Trahota clears that one, but Klotz, 9 times out of 10, she's probably going to make that layup. That just happened to be the one time. Under 3 minutes to go. Big chance there, but Meyer turns it over for the Blue Jays. 44-32 Royal Valley. 2:50 and counting left in this game. Here's a pass to Wawasik, right side on the wing. Now Klotz up top, and back to Stidham. Spins away from Haverkamp defending. Now Wawasik in the left corner. Royal Valley in no hurry at this point, and there's the perimeter foul against Paxton Michael. That puts Wawasik at the line for two. Stops the clock at 2:32. So again, the third foul on Paxton Michael. Wawasik, who's got 18 points tonight, is 1-for-2 at the line. She has added 4 rebounds. These free throws important for Royal Valley, and she misses the first one here. Now, one thing Royal Valley would certainly like to improve on over the holiday break is free throw shooting. They came into tonight just 46% at the line. And the second is no good as well, but Broaddus gets the offensive rebound, and then she missed a stick-back opportunity. Well, it seems like the bucket is closed here in the second half on Royal Valley, but they still lead it by 12. Here's a three that is halfway down and out for the Blue Jays, and now finding 4 underneath. It's tipped out of bounds, and it stays here with Sabetha. That was a great look by Kime from the left corner, just could not finish. So we're down to 2:14 to go. 44-32. Logan, I feel like we've been stuck on that score for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams have struggled to find the bucket consistently here in the fourth quarter, and Blue Jays got to be kicking themselves because they've had so many opportunities to get this thing back into single digits. Here's a deep three. It just grazes the front rim. It's saved underneath, but taken away. Well, Michael made a good play, and now we're under 2 minutes to go. Panthers have it. They lead it by 12, and now the Blue Jays are running out of time here, and the Panthers are probably going to have to catch a few free throws here down the stretch. Wawasik dumping it into Klotz, working, firing, left it short, rebound for Paxton Michael. We're down to 90 seconds in what's still a 12-point game. Blue Jays driving, Haverkamp shot, got it to go. Sophia Haverkamp with 5. It is 44-34 with 1:25 to go and a quick timeout called. I think it's a full.
Yeah, this will be Sabetha taking this one.
So Sabetha burns a full. We'll take a quick 30, a 10-point Royal Valley lead with 1:25 to go in the game. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you.
So why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the game in the first half looked like it could have been a blowout, but that is not the case. We've got a 1:25 to go, and Sabetha within 10, still a lot to do in a fairly short amount of time. But, you know, despite however this game ends, Logan, second-year head coach Joseph Gruber has to at least be pleased with the second half and how his team has played.
Yeah, especially considering the fact, Ben, you talk about this is the last game you're going to play in the 2024 part of the season. And then, obviously, you have it on here. Coming out of the break, out of the winter break, you're going to have Nemaw Central very first game back. And then you guys go to St. Mary's. We just talked about Hayden Heim for St. Mary's had 31 on Tuesday night, and they're 37 points total. So you're going to have two big games coming up there. So this is definitely a good game here to try to make a rally.
Well, the Panthers trying to get it across midcourt, and they were having issues. And David Boucher was trying to call a timeout, and they're actually going to get called for the 10 seconds. So that's a turnover by the Panthers. Boy, that number is sky high here in the second half. So the Blue Jays get it back with a minute 17 to go, down 10. They need a bucket now. Oh, that's not a good place to stop, right on midcourt, and that's going to be a travel. Oh, man, Sophia Haverkamp got the inbounds pass, picked up the dribble with one foot on one side of midcourt, the other foot on the other, and just unsure what to do with it, and she ultimately travels and turns it over. That is a big opportunity lost, and now we're down to a minute 8. Panthers have it, leading by 10. Here's Broaddus near midcourt, being hounded by Haverkamp. There's the foul. Stops the clock at 59.9 seconds. Haverkamp picking up her second. That's going to put Broaddus at the line.
Yeah, and if there's one person you don't want to foul for Old Valley, it's Broaddus. She's 4-4 from the free throw line.
Came into the game 63%, but has built that number up, going 4-for-4 tonight. Royal Valley just simply trying to hold on for the win and maybe call that the announcer curse. We mentioned 4-for-4 tonight. She a little bit short on that first attempt.
We blame Brandon.
I think you said it first, not me, but to each their own. Let's see if she can go 1-for-2. Broaddus again. Overall has had a good game. Halfway down and out, but Klotz getting the offensive rebound, and she is fouled. Boy, Klotz piling up the rebound numbers here, and that's going to put Klotz at the line. She is at a clean double-double here tonight, trying to add to the point total with 58.8 seconds now remaining in the game. And her first free throw is good. She is 3-for-4 in the game at the line tonight. She was 50% coming in, and she's got 11 points to go along with her double-digit rebound total. One of the league leaders in the Big 7 last year in rebounds. Came into tonight averaging 9.3 boards through the first four. Sensational career, her second, no good. Rebound, that was by Haverkamp. So it's an 11-point Royal Valley lead with just 52 seconds left in the game. Blue Jays got to work quick, 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 and that's going to be a Klotz foul. A little anxious there, trying to go for a steal. But Royal Valley, that's just their second foul, so they got fouls to give here. So you could be a little bit aggressive if you're Royal Valley because you still got a few fouls to burn before the Blue Jays are shooting free throws. 49 seconds left. Blue Jays running out of time. They're down by 11. Here is Meyer in between the rings out high. Wants a double screen. Works left. Gets it back to Haverkamp. Puts it on the dribble. Tries to split Klotz. Had it knocked away. Tried to save it. She's out of bounds. And the Blue Jays turn it over. And that might be about it for the Blue Jays. They're down to 37 seconds, down 11. And they're going to ramp up the pressure here, of course, as Wawasik will throw it in for Royal Valley. Bounces it into Stidham, guarded by Keim. And if you're going to foul, you got to foul quick. And there it is, as Minold is going to put Wawasik at the line for two, can ultimately put this game away. Now, the Blue Jays, again, just got down too big, too early. They played a much better second half, really on both ends of the floor. But, again, just the big first half deficit appears is what's going to be the cost for them tonight. At the line, Hannah Wawasik, 18 points to lead all scorers. She's been quiet here in the second half. 13 of her 18 was in the first half, but she does hit the free throw here. Now has 19. Came into the game averaging 14 per, including mentioning at a career-high 26 in the win against Morehill Mounts Academy about a week and a half ago. 46-34. 34 seconds left in the game. High arcing, gets the shooter's touch. She knocks them both down, and she's got 20. And it's 47-34, 30 seconds left in the game. Now, Royal Valley is going to go into the holiday break at 4-1 overall. As Meyer gets caught in a double team here underneath, bouncing it back to Michael in the corner, down to 19 seconds, has to force up a tough shot right into the hands of Broaddus, and then Broaddus is quickly tied up. She lost it, gets it back, still hounded by Haverkamp, and finally it's knocked out of bounds, but we're down to 10 seconds. That's all she said and wrote for this first game here tonight. We mention again, the Panthers will throw it in to run out the clock. Krista Minold's going to check back in, and the Blue Jays are going to go into the holiday break at 0-5. They force a turnover here late, and a quick three is nearly banked in, tipped around, and saved underneath, finally picked up. Final 3 seconds are going to run off the clock here, and that will take us to the end of the game, in which Royal Valley holding on. It certainly was a battle and a tough stretch for them in the second half, but 47-34, they win it here on the road. Game one in Sabetha tonight. So the Royal Valley girls now 4-1 on the year. They are 1-1 in Big East League play. Sabetha, they go into the holiday break at 0-5. Postgame show next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from dermatology to pain management. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality health care close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha has an opening for a deposit operations specialist. This job can be full or part-time. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Please come see Jennifer or Mick at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Postgame again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Alongside Logan Bitterman, we got Brandon Tamman with you, Ray Penning, studio producer. Appreciate Amanda helping out here as well with the Sabetha Channel. Our girls' game is final, and a lot to take away. And certainly if you're the Sabetha Blue Jays, you kind of wish you played the first half like you did the second half. You outscored Royal Valley in the second half, 21-17. You forced a ton of turnovers by the Panthers in the second half. But again, you get down by as many as 21 in the first half. That's hard to come back from. Panthers able to hold on, win it 47-34.
Yeah, it's just too much kind of to overcome that first half kind of play that you had in this one. But you talked about it, just going in the, you know, third quarter, Audrey Herman for Sabetha, the way she was playing, kind of maybe MVP to start out the second half for Sabetha. But then some other girls started finding a rhythm. Sophia Haverkamp hit a big three. Obviously, Paxton Michael had two threes in the fourth quarter for Sabetha as well. You look at Sabetha, obviously, starting out 0-5, we talked about it. Their first win last year was against Royal Valley here on this court a season ago. And, Brandon, you have it on here, 27-23 was that score. So
very low
definitely,
scoring.
Definitely a little bit higher scoring this year in the first matchup between these two. But if you're Coach Gruber, you gotta at least be pleased with the way the girls responded from the first half. They came out in the second half and just kind of said, hey, we're not going to go away silently in this game. We're going to try to make a rally here late. A good way to end the second half, at least, to go into the winter break. Obviously, you don't like the record, 0-5. You'd like to be a little bit better. Biggest thing is a lot of young girls on the Sabetha side. A lot of girls who are going to be back, you know, another season. Obviously, we have the rest of this season to go. But you got girls who are getting so much playing time, even from the year before. A lot of these girls saw the court a year before. So you have a lot of things to work on during the Christmas break of Sabetha. As far as Royal Valley, though, you just keep playing like you did in the first half the rest of the season. You have a chance. You said it, Brandon. They have a chance to be a force down the stretch in the Big East League. They'll have to compete with Silver Lake, obviously, and then Nemaha Central. We'll have to see how they do, but they're kind of, so far to start the season, kind of wondering what's going wrong in Seneca on the girls' side of things. But Royal Valley, girls-wise, your Coach Bichet, you like what you did in the first half. You don't necessarily like what happened in the second half.
Yeah, for sure. If you put four quarters together, it could be a much different game. But, again, Royal Valley jumped out to a big lead, led by as many as 21 in the first half. Blue Jays played much better in the second half, but just too much of a deficit to overcome as the Royal Valley Lady Panthers victorious here at Sabetha tonight, 47-34. Let's get you the totals in this game. We'll start with Royal Valley, again, who now has a record of 4-1 overall. And they even up the Big East League record at 1-1 heading into the holiday break. So three players combined for 45 of the 47 Royal Valley points. Panna Wawasik led the way with 20. 14 points from Athena Broaddus. She added 5 rebounds and then a strong double-double for Samantha Klotz, 5'11 senior at 11 points and 13 rebounds. And the lone other two-point bucket, that was from Avery Stidham, the 5'7 senior. Sabetha led in scoring by Paxton Michael, 10 points and 6 rebounds. Audrey Herman had 6 of her 8 in the second half to go along with 6 rebounds as well. They also got 5 points from Sophia Haverkamp, 5 as well from Kira Keim, and then 2 points apiece from Carson Meyer and Krista Menold. Again, the turnover numbers, bad for Sabetha in the first half, bad for Royal Valley in the second half, almost ends up even Stevens. Panthers 24 turnovers, Sabetha finishing with 23. Another quick note, Blue Jays only got to the foul line 3 times in this game, and only 1 time in the second half. They were 1-for-3. Royal Valley got to the line 17 times, and they converted on 10. And the rebound numbers in favor of Royal Valley, they out-rebound Sabetha tonight 31-18. So that's going to wrap it up for our girls' broadcast here tonight. Well, real quick, we got to give out a player of the game. Brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, pick one of 3 players for Royal Valley. I mean, who kind of stood out? Panna Wawasik, the leading scorer. I thought Broaddus was a force inside, and Klotz just doing what she does, getting double-doubles.
I think it's got to go to Klotz.
Okay.
Because of the fact that she got the double-double, the rebounds were huge in a game like this, especially in the second half. Obviously, it's best to start, again, we talked about it, it's best to start finding rhythm. Klotz able to bring in the defensive rebounds and even get some offensive rebounds to help her team secure the win here. Final game before the winter break.
has got to go to her. All right, so Samantha Klotz, double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Player of the game brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, so we're going to kick it back to the studio. Ray Penning is back there. He's going to keep you locked in. We're pretty quick up here, so we're not going to have a ton of time here before we get to the boys' game. High expectations for this boys' contest here tonight, but about 5, maybe 6 minutes or so on the break, and we'll come back and get you set for our boys' contest here tonight. It's Sabetha and Royal Valley, and our boys' game is right around the corner. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming. Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net. The Federal Department of Energy's announcement this week that 10 proposed national interest electric transmission corridor projects have been scaled down to 3, none of which will run through Kansas, will not keep the Grain Belt Express transmission line from being built. A release from the Kansas Corporation Commission explains that the Grain Belt Express transmission line, approved by the Kansas Corporation Commission in 2011, will continue through the state regulatory process. While the route of the Grain Belt Express project fell within the borders of one of the proposed DOE corridors, its status as a previously approved project has not changed and is moving forward. In addition, without a federal corridor designation, state jurisdiction and approval processes remain intact for the Grain Belt Express, and the KCC will continue to review any potential future projects. Federal backstop siting authority or the use of federal eminent domain are not an option. The DOE's decision does not reverse the previously announced $4.9 billion conditional loan guarantee awarded to the Grain Belt Express project on November 25th of this year. As proposed, the line would go through 14 Kansas counties, including locally Brown, Donovan, Marshall, and Nemaha. Members of the Kansas federal delegation, including Republican Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, have held efforts to see the controversial project ended.
The Falls City Council has approved an agreement with Ferris Engineering in an amount of $40,000. That occurred when they met Monday night for the 2025 SCADA and Relay Upgrade Project at the city power plant. Public Works Director Trevor Campbell said that it's time the city make technology